It is said that those who we encounter in this world, the people that we live with, listen to, and participate with, that we become like them. If these people are of the world, then we take on the values of the world. On the other hand, if they are people who live upstanding lives based on the gospel of Jesus, then the values we have will be of a divine nature. The wooden beam or splinter we have in our eyes is based on this idea. And Jesus in our gospel today makes it clear that we all have a wooden beam or a splinter in our eyes that keeps us from seeing others clearly. Because of this, we all are rather good at making judgments about others and the world around us. We do it every day. And the judgments we make, for good or for bad, is shaped by the size of the wooden beam or splinter we have in our eye. Yet there is hope, because Jesus also makes it clear that it is possible to remove the wooden beam or splinter from our eyes, allowing us to see more clearly those we encounter. Therefore, if we want to remove our wooden beam or splinter from our eyes so that we have a clearer view of others, then we ought to start examining the lives of those who are wise, who have found a clearer vision. For instance, the saints of the past, and even today, such as Saint Mother Teresa, or Saint Pope John Paul II, these are good sources. Further, the documents of the Church, which were guided by the Holy Spirit, can teach us volumes about life. These are readily available for us to use and read and learn from, for they can help us reduce the size of the wooden beam or splinter in our eyes. However, we also have to remember that even the greatest saints among us has a splinter in their eye. After all, Saint Peter did deny Jesus 3 times, and Saint Paul had some thorn in his side, which he asked God to remove. Yet God, in both cases, through God's grace, helped both continue to move forward in their lives, preaching the gospel they received from Jesus. This grace is there for us, and if we use it, we too can continue to move forward, not in the judgment of others, but to continue to remove the wooden beam or the splinter from our eyes, something that we need to do each day of our lives.